It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Linda Regan.
Good morning. My guest today is Alice Wingo, Vice President of Affiliates with Community Foundation of the Ozarks. Alice, I want to make sure we visit about Community Foundation's Regional Grow Program, but let's first talk about CFO's affiliates. I think many of our listeners are familiar with the work of Community Foundation right here in Springfield, but through the affiliate program, I know your reach goes well out into the Ozarks. Tell us what an affiliate is, maybe how many there are, how long they've been around, etc.
Our affiliate model is somewhat unique in the Community Foundation world and started in 1993 from a conversation with NCSA. They liked the concept of a community foundation but did not have the staff to take care of the investments or administration, so we formed a partnership in which it is very much place-based and governed by the people who know the area the best. An affiliate is a community foundation with a local presence. They are a tax-exempt charity that enables people like you to establish charitable funds. When a donor makes a donation, they are donating to a nonprofit. Their missions are very similar to our CFO mission, and we work to enhance the quality of life for our citizens now and the future generations by building community endowments, meeting needs through grant making, providing leadership, and promoting collaboration on community issues. Grants are awarded from the affiliate foundation funds to support local nonprofits, schools, and government entities. If a donor opens a fund, they will have the flexibility as to how and when to grant and how to invest the fund. The idea, though, is very simple. Anyone may use a community foundation to give something back to their community. Assets donated create one of several types of funds to support charitable goals and are tax deductible, and we provide the tools and resources to facilitate giving. Currently, we have 49 affiliates within a 58-county region, so from Joplin over to Cape Girardeau and up to Herman, Missouri. We have a 4-member staff team that provides personalized management to our affiliates.
That is quite a wonderful number to take out into the region. Are these affiliates governed by the CFO Board of Directors, or do they have autonomy to make decisions and govern themselves?
The CFO Board of Directors does provide the overall governance for the affiliates, but our affiliate foundations have a volunteer governance board that makes decisions for their communities. They operate as an autonomous organization with the assistance of staff at CFO. So we offer donors a variety of funds to meet giving goals, and our affiliates work with donors, professional advisors, nonprofit agencies, and local governments to help take care of the needs of the community. Some affiliates focus on community leadership, while others focus on local education. The funds under their umbrella reflect the priorities of their local community. We encourage our affiliates to offer an annual grant round, and each year they look at their own grant-making budget and set up a grant round for their own communities. After their local organizations apply for grants, they decide where and how those grants will be distributed. Most of our affiliates will have an event to celebrate the organizations and grants they are giving away. Last year, our affiliates granted $12 million back to their local communities.
Wow, that is so impressive. Do you have an example of a unique or highly successful program that one of the affiliates has undertaken? And can you mention the impact, perhaps?
Sure. Thank you. I actually have two or three that I'd like to mention. So over in Joplin, they have created what's called a philanthropic society, where individuals and couples join the philanthropic society. Then they look at community needs. They've worked with one Joplin over there to identify that they want to give back to needs that have to do with children's issues. So in July, they gave away two grants. So they were very nice, large grant. They gave two $50,000 grants to meet needs for the children in that community. And then over in Aurora, we have through our GROW program a project called Project Rise, which is a takeoff from our Northwest project here in Springfield. So they're working with families to alleviate poverty, to help them improve their credit scores, to get rid of some of their debt. So there's a revolving loan fund that we have for them that they can take out a loan through Community Foundation instead of taking a high percentage payday loan. And then over in Carthage and Cassville and Monette, we have a partnership with Missouri Foundation for Health where they receive grants to help meet local needs that are health related in those communities.
I'm glad you mentioned the GROW program. So in the time we have left, I want to talk a bit about CFO's Growth in the Ozarks or GROW program.
The Growth in the Rural Ozarks Grow Initiative was launched as a partnership with the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Community Foundation of the Ozarks in the fall of 2016. It was a three-year initiative that was designed to provide three communities pathways to positively impact their economic and community strategy. And we have found that our rural communities in particular share some of the same commonalities. They have a lack of financial resources, they have limited programming capacity, limited active local leadership, limited strategic planning. And so we wanted a program that would address some of these particular issues for rural communities.
Alice, we are going to have to bring you back. Thank you for sharing more about Community Foundation of the Ozarks Regional Impact. My guest today has been Alice Wingo, Vice President of Affiliates with Community Foundation of the Ozarks. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. You can find this program and others in the Making Democracy Work series at ksmu.org.